Sunpower Mountain Divisional Chiefs in the Upper East Region have lauded government's development efforts at separate functions to welcome the new Upper East Regional Minister, Dr. Avia Nso. The chiefs expressed satisfaction at the level of development in most deprived areas of the country, but pleaded that a chunk of government's revenue should be used to undertake more development projects in the northern parts of the country. We bring you a news desk report.
The regional minister, accompanied by officials from the regional coordinating council, paid courtesy calls on selected traditional councils and paramount chiefs to formally announce his appointment as minister for the region. The visit was to also dialogue with the traditional authorities and familiarize himself with their developmental challenges. Areas visited include Naga, Kologo, Paga, and Navrongo, all in the Kasina Nankana district, as Kologo, Paga, Sirigu and Naga, Nababosingo Olandu was impressed at the level of development in the area. Whilst commending government for the steps taken, Naba Olandu appealed for adequate school infrastructure and asked for additional junior high schools to be built in the area to help enhance quality education. He charged government to support farmers with farming inputs and machinery, particularly tractors, to enable them to produce more yield. The extension of rural electrification was of a major concern to the chiefs and people of Kologo. The paramount chief of the Paga traditional area, Pierre Charles Awampaga, underscored the need for a station district police commander for Paga. He said the country's borders are porous and require adequate security to check miscreants and other criminal activities such as fuel smuggling. Dr. Nso, in reaction to the request made, lamented the proliferation of fuel stations along the Paga-Navrongo road and pleaded with the managers of the various stations to be vigilant in helping to expose the activities of fuel smuggling. He also charged them to sell their products to those within the region. As Sirigu, the spokesperson for the chief, acknowledged the potentials of the area and called on government to assist them with road infrastructure to link up the divisional areas, notably the Kadinga-Sirigu Road, which is currently under construction. The minister's last point of call was at the Navropios Palace, where the issue of fuel smuggling was again highlighted. The regional minister called on the Navropio and the assembly to support him to execute his development agenda.
A news desk report.